Welcome to the debut episode of the Kalispell Chamber's Venture Boldly podcast. I'm your host, Drew Zagorski. So what's the podcast all about? It's about you, the more than 700 members of the Kalispell Chamber, and what's happening in the Flathead Valley business community. In each episode, we'll spotlight local leaders and business influencers, highlight foundational initiatives and strategic programs of the Kalispell Chamber, and dive into the key industries and economic drivers in the Flathead Valley. In our first episode, we're talking about the Kalispell Chamber, its core programs, and its Venture Boldly initiatives. My guests today are Lorraine Clarno and Tagan Vine. Lorraine is the president and CEO of the Discover Kalispell Chamber and is starting her third year in the Flathead Valley. She has 28 years of chamber management experience, a degree from Simon Fraser University in business and economics with an emphasis in international banking, and will soon take the volunteer helm as the chair of the Western Association of Chamber Executives, which is composed of more than 800 chamber professionals and chambers of commerce from 21 Western states and Canada. Tagan Vine is the Chief Development Officer for the Flathead Valley Community College Foundation. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Natural Resources and Outdoor Leadership from the University of Wisconsin and a Master's in Business Administration from Colorado Tech. He's married with three teenage girls and enjoys many of the outdoor activities Montana has to offer. So sit back for a minute while we hear about one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with my conversation with Lorraine and Tagan. In the fall of 2002, four Flathead River raft guides saw an opportunity to make a difference. The group launched Nomad Global Communication Solutions with a simple but important goal: keeping people connected. 2 decades later, Nomad GCS builds cutting-edge mobile operation centers for public safety, disaster response, healthcare, telecom, and defense for customers like NASA, FEMA, Verizon, and every branch of the United States military. At Nomad, the world's most advanced mobile operation centers are designed, manufactured, and integrated. One look at the state-of-the-art equipment and jaw-dropping projects in progress, and you'll understand why Nomad GCS was voted Best Manufacturer and Runner-Up Best Employer in the Daily Interlakes 2022 Best of Flathead Awards. If you'd like to learn more and work for Nomad GCS, go to nomadgcs.com. So welcome, Lorraine and Tag, and thanks for joining me for the launch of the podcast. So how about we just venture boldly in today's topic? So Tagan, in 2022, Kalispell was named the fastest growing micropolitan city in the United States. So you've seen a lot of changes, not the least of which is the population growth. We're up over 70% since you arrived. What stands out as the biggest change you've seen in your time here?
Well, the Flathead has been growing for the 2.5 decades I've been here. We did experience tremendous growth in that 2019 and through the pandemic because of Montana's maybe less stringent business shutdowns, but more due to community leadership that's been envisioning the future and laying the groundwork to position our community as a regional hub and trade center for Northwest Montana.
Okay, Lorraine, from your perspective, what do you see that's driving the growth here in Kalispell? And from your perspective, do you think that'll continue?
Drew, this is truly a magical place. I know that most communities feel they are, but there's something very special about the Flathead Valley. It is such a rich mix of agriculture, adventure, open space, thriving and diverse businesses, natural beauty, all wrapped up into a really small town community feel. And I think it just is a site for entrepreneurs and innovators where they can play and exercise and experience outdoor adventures year round in this beautiful setting, and at the same time have everything they need to grow their businesses. Mm-hmm. And we have some really strong leadership in the community as well, whether it's the chamber board or other stakeholder groups that are welcoming this growth, although they also want to be mindful and very intentional with it. Okay. So we want to be able to kind of take care and design our own destiny with what it is. And we're going to be working on that a lot this next year. In terms of, will it continue? Boy, if I had a magic eight ball, I'd be in good money. But I think so is my answer. If you'd asked me 4 months ago, I would have said absolutely. With the current national, economic, and world conditions, there's just a lot of things up in the air. But I do think we're going to be more insulated than other parts of the country from a lot of the potential negative impacts of inflation and other things that are happening.
So, Tagan, you're coming in as the new chair of the Chamber's board. How will your tenure as chair be different? And what are your goals in terms of involving the board in the Chamber's work?
I think one of the exciting things we're in the middle of right now is this transition from a programmatic chamber to a more initiative-driven chamber and how that impacts the members in our region. I think the growth that we've seen has, you know, created such challenges as housing and some other priorities that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But we'll be engaging the board as well as surveying our greater community to find out what their ideas are and where they want us to focus some of these partnerships and solutions to work together to address these difficult issues.
Got it. Lorraine, workforce issues, and I think Tagan was just starting to kind of talk on some of that, touch on some of that stuff. Workforce issues have become an issue everywhere. That's obvious. But what is the Kalispell Chamber doing to tackle that issue?
So that certainly is our number one member concern and challenge right now in the Flathead, as it is in many other areas. But we really decided to double down, and with our limited resources, both financial and human, we restructured internally so that we could create a dedicated workforce specialist and special initiatives director. And together, she and I have been driving key initiatives and solutions.
Tagan mentioned. And who is that?
That is Jen Kronk.
Jen Kronk. Got it. Okay.
Yes. You know, together we have been driving our childcare initiative, which has had some pretty darn tremendous outcomes in less than a year. We raised $30,000 for the initiative and have not only made a few different refinements to regulations in childcare, both locally and at the state level, getting questions answered and some rulemaking underway for change. We've identified 500 spots that are going to be coming open within the next year. Okay. So that's a real significant win. We have about 200 that are coming on in the next few months.
In reading about these issues in the Valley, a name kept popping up. Gabe Merriman of Bias Brewing, what's he been doing in this front?
Gabe is incredible. He is the owner and founder, along with a partner, of Bias Brewing in Kalispell. They opened in 2018, so timing was beautiful to launch a...
Mind you, we're not putting children in the brewery.
No, we aren't. No, we won't do that, I assure
okay,
you.
Okay, good.
But Gabe has been incredibly active in our downtown community and our association and our Kalispell Business Improvement District. And he stepped up to lead our volunteer steering committee of our child care initiative.
Nice.
It's a real passion of his. He's got young children. He and his wife is an attorney. They had a really tough time while he was trying to grow his business and she's growing her practice, finding quality, affordable, and accessible early education childcare for their kids. So he's been at the helm and done some really incredible steering. Our workforce Flathead, that also kudos goes to Jen Kronk. That is a collaborative partnership with our college, with job service, veterans, all kinds of different community players, Montana West Economic Development, Reach Higher Montana, and they have this year produced a couple of job fairs that okay. have produced great results for our employers. It was a little nail-biting at first because we thought we'd have a room of 175 employers and three job seekers, but they went above and beyond in their relationship building and uncovering like every stone to find anybody that was looking for work. And one of the biggest successes they had in that regard was what they're calling the Encore workforce. Retirees who are now, for a variety of different reasons, finding out that they'd like to come back to work part-time, maybe a little bit here and there, but between inflation, finding out that costs are, you know, going up and their fixed mm-hmm. incomes aren't holding their own. They're working with Encore retirees and having great success with that.
Now, you guys rebooted the Manufacturing Alliance, Manufacturing Alliance 2.0. These are all part of that, right?
Yes. Yes. It's all under Jen's heading of Workforce and Special Initiatives Director. And the Alliance, we just today, we had our first ever manufacturing symposium and a great manufacturers luncheon. October has been filled with 19 manufacturers in the Valley offering up 37 tours. So it's been a busy, bustling month for us here with a lot of great outcomes.
Okay. And talk to me about the Leadership Flathead initiative that you launched and how that impacts the business community.
Sure. Leadership Flathead has gone on for many years, but of course, due to the pandemic, we had about a 2-year hiatus in the program. Mm-hmm. But it's a community-based leadership program, has skills building built into it, and also seeks to really show the back of the house of the community and bring young emerging leaders up to date with how our city is working and how the community puzzle pieces work so that they can figure out where their passions may align and step up into leadership positions, because we need strong leaders.
Got it. Now, you know, trying to attract talent and employees, those employees need someplace to live. What sorts of things are happening in terms of workforce housing? And on the opposite end of that, the homeless population.
Sure. Well, we'll start with workforce housing. Through a number of different conversations, which again is a top issue. Many of our employers now, the first question in their interviews with potential candidates is, do you have stable housing in the Flathead? Because it is that severe here. So we knew we had to go about trying to find some solutions, and we did that by convening a number of manufacturers, developers, having multiple conversations, and through that process, identified our employer's major objections to being a part of that workforce housing solution and investing in workforce housing. And finding a company that actually, a startup out of Oregon, in fact, that is going to, they're developing a model that is going to bring below market rate housing to the Flathead with the added benefit of offering all the HR concerns and solutions being taken off the table for the employers. Employers don't want to necessarily own and invest and have that on their balance sheet, but more than that, they don't want to have to deal with leaky pipes. They don't want to have to deal with a tenant who's done damage in an apartment and all those HR pieces. So we found a company called Anum, and they are working here now in the Flathead diligently. And we have a few letters of intent signed, and we're really excited to see over the next 7 months, some of our employers will have workforce housing through Anum, and more coming online in the next 12 to 24 months.
Got it. So how are you engaging with Mayor Johnson and the city manager, Doug Russell, on these things?
So Doug is an ex officio on our board of directors. So he stays in the loop of all our conversations. I attend city council either virtually or in person on business issues and community issues I think the chamber needs to be engaged in. But they absolutely have to be a part of our solution here. And they're at the table and in the discussions.
So I guess no quiet quitting in your building, right?
No,
that's a lot, Lorraine. And that doesn't even include the work that the Discover Kalispell team is doing on the tourism front in terms of destination marketing and stewardship. How have those aspects of the chamber's work evolved over the last couple of years, and where's it going?
You bet. So the largest economic piece in our community is tourism and remains that way. We live just next to the most outstanding and gorgeous Glacier National Park. And this has always been a tourism destination for many, many years. And Discover Kalispell has done a wonderful job of being the destination marketing organization. As you can well imagine, Drew, we don't need to market this community from May to September. Glacier National Park does all of that hard work for us, and people come. We have the Flathead Lake. We have 300 waterways in the valley, the mountains, Rocky Mountains. It's just a spectacular place of nature and outdoor recreation. So Discover Kalispell in the past has focused on those shoulder seasons because we need to keep our small businesses, merchants, retailers, restaurants busy year round. Right. So their attention has always been directed towards October through April-ish. In terms of an actual marketing of the community for tourism. But even with that said, and the dramatic increase, we have had to really work and revisit where we need to go in the future. And it's becoming, we're moving the ship towards destination stewardship and defining what that balance of economic activity and maintaining the pristine, amazing community we are, where is that balance and how do we maintain that for future generations? So it's about teaching people to recreate responsibly. You'd be surprised how many folks arrive here and, you know, they're going to go backpack in Glacier National Park for a week and they have no concept of what Leave No Trace is and what the actual experience is going to entail. So they do a ton of educating.
Good. Now, obviously, like you said, the park, the lakes, the rivers, that just brings people. You don't really have to sell that. But in terms of the Kalispell itself and the revitalization that it had, the downtown area, how, in particular, the Parkline Trail, how is that going to help to foster growth in tourism?
The Parkline Trail is an incredible catalytic project. We've just started to see the redevelopment that is starting to come along that line. It's pretty fascinating, Drew. I know you understand when I say having railroad tracks through your downtown is not only convenient, but it can also make it very non-pedestrian friendly and challenging for a main street. And Kalispell figured it out. They figured out a plan about 12, 15 years ago, how to negotiate with the railroad, and they actually removed the railroad tracks from downtown Kalispell. And so it has created an east-west connection. And we have seen some incredible entrepreneurs like Craig and his wife from Sunrift come in, even in advance of the trail. They knew, they saw the vision of what was happening. So we've been seeing redevelopment on these sites start popping up. We have Mick Ruiz is a developer who's doing a mixed-use living retail development down on the west side of the trail. And what is so cool about that is he's maintained the three grain silos. And they will be there forever. And he's putting a restaurant on the top of those silos.
Cool.
So it's modernizing. It's maintaining the history of Kalispell and its values as a small agricultural town, keeping the treasured pieces and just bringing them into the future.
Something that doesn't often happen is retaining that history. That's really cool. Tagan, I haven't forgotten about you. Lorraine obviously had a lot to share, but as the board chair, how will you energize and drive the Venture Boley initiatives in 2023, and what are your priorities?
The Chamber is the only organization whose membership encompasses all of our community stakeholders. The issues of workforce, childcare, manufacturing, housing, they'll continue to be at the forefront. There is more work to be done. Our role as the voice of business will continue to expand and be stronger, and we as a collective, the business community, will drive this economy. We have to ensure a smart public policy that involves identifying and providing information about the most business-friendly candidates and those that align with the Chamber's priorities. Infrastructure will be at the top of our list. We will continue to support the efforts to expand and improve West Reserve and the other key employee and freight mobility projects. Public safety will also be a priority. We have a growing homeless population, and we'll be working with our partners in our community to get in front of it by driving conversations about this difficult issue and find solutions. It's not easy, but we must do it.
Have you checked out WorkforceFlathead.com? Workforce Flathead is a collaboration between local education, business, and government partners to connect students, businesses, and employers with each other. WorkforceFlathead.com is a custom-built online home for all things workforce in the Flathead Valley. You'll find business and education resources, jobs and job fair information, links to apprenticeships, and a whole lot more. There's even a library of locally produced career videos, perfect for students and job seekers, to introduce them to career paths in Northwest Montana. To learn more, visit WorkforceFlathead.com today. If you want connection with other businesses, to be at the heart of the Kalispell and Flathead business community, to support action for creating a vibrant, thriving, growing climate, not just for your business, but for our entire business community, you want to be part of the Kalispell Chamber. As a catalyst for business growth, a convener of business leaders and influencers, and a champion for Kalispell and the entire Flathead community, becoming part of the Kalispell Chamber is an investment in the future of your business and our community. To learn more about becoming a partner of the Chamber, call 406-758-5054. Again, the number's 406-758-5054 or go to kalispellchamber.com. Lorraine, what else should folks know about what's happening, or is there anything else we haven't covered today?
You know, I really want to emphasize how strong and how courageous our board of directors is and our business community as a whole. One of the things I have been so impressed with is that they truly do see themselves as the problem solvers in the community, and they step up to the plate financially and otherwise. Just in October, our board, I went asking for, I believe it was a $7,000 or $8,000 request to begin a study on community engagement, on growth, to really try and digest and segment some of the sentiment that's pretty hostile at times here on growth and tourism. I came out of that board meeting being told, no, you need to spend $20,000. You're not going to get what we need on the basis.
That's something I'll never hear from my wife.
I wouldn't hear it from Carno either. But you know, they are super sharp. They are invested in this community, and they don't look to the government to solve the community issues. They say themselves is taking point on it, and they step up each and every time. So what we're going to do at Tagin's Board of Directors planning session in December is use the results of this study. There's a public survey, there'll be community meetings, there'll be, I think, 29 interviews. And we're going to get the results from this back, and we're going to be able to use that information that we gain to lay out a plan for a community response and vision project. And that's, I think, what's really needed here so that we can be in charge of intentional growth. We need to bring the community along with us. We need to define what that growth looks like, and we want to make sure it doesn't take us over. So that's the goal with that. And you know, what's next? I wake up every morning. I've said this at a few luncheons. It's literally, we live in the world of what's next. You wake up every morning, something is coming. And that, I think, makes it necessary for us as a business organization to be constantly doing just that, asking what's next and preparing. And this board that I am blessed to work with absolutely has the courage and the gumption to step out into these tough dialogues and conversations. So it's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, this next question, I guess, is maybe for both of you. Why a Venture Boldly podcast, and what can listeners expect from upcoming episodes?
You know, Drew, I think if you care about what's happening in Kalispell and want to stay on top of the issues that we're addressing and learn about the local economy and business happenings and where the partnerships are happening to find local solutions, you'll want to be sure to download Venture Boldly Kalispell right away. The next three that we'll be doing will be the Small Business Season, okay, the Childcare Initiative, and Workforce Housing.
Nice. Lorraine?
I think it's a way to connect directly with the Chamber. A lot of our business folks and community residents are highly engaged, but not necessarily reading our e-news and attending our meetings. So I think this podcast is an awesome way to showcase what we're working on, how they can be at our table and be a part of the conversation with us on these different challenges and opportunities, and showcase what Kalispell is. And we're going to highlight not only what the Chamber's doing, but just as our symposium luncheon did today, some pretty amazing business stories that are in this little tiny valley. The number of amazing manufacturers, what they're doing, Nomad, Applied Materials, Class One, it's really phenomenal. And we're going to be telling some incredibly interesting and little known stories on this podcast.
Well, there you go. So in closing, I have the same question to both of you. What's the thing you'd most like to see happen to each of your organizations and in Kalispell and Flathead Valley in the next 5 years? Lorraine, you go first, start with the Chamber, and then go to the community as a whole.
All right. As far as the Chamber goes, I think we are on the right path in terms of really moving our initiatives towards driving community solutions and bringing the different pieces of community together to tackle these big challenges. They're big. I'm confident we can do it, but they're big challenges. And in terms of the community, I could list probably 20 things, but at this time, I'm going to say, I hope that in 5 years, we have done an incredible job and tackled our homeless problems. As Tagan mentioned earlier, they're increasing. I believe we as a community can come together and fix that. I believe we need to define the difference between compassion and enablement. And I want Kalispell to be known as the community that lifts people up and gets them in a better position to be independent and taking care of themselves. So that's what I would like to see, one of the many.
Okay. Tagan, talk to me about your work with the foundation, what you'd like to see happen in the next 5 years and then in the community.
Two-part answer on the FVCC for Flathead Valley Community College and the foundation. We would like to have raised enough money so that no student has a need that's unmet. If they want to go to school and they don't have the financial wherewithal to go to school, we would like to have the resources to be able to ensure that if they have the wherewithal and they have the right attitude and the energy to go to school, then we want to be there to support that with scholarships. The second part with Flathead Valley Community College is to continue our partnerships in the community to look for ways that the community college and our 2-year school and workforce training and CTE programs can support the economy here. And what do our employers need and skill sets and attitudes from our students, lifelong learners, many of them, to be able to support the growing economy. And then from the chamber, yeah, I would say to help address and bring to be the people who bring the folks around the table to have the hard conversations to address the difficult issues that sometimes seem like there aren't solutions. But I have to say, as I've seen with Childcare Initiative and a few of these other surveys, we have actionable items that are actually producing results and creating great capacity in spaces where many have fought and on their own didn't find solutions, but together we found some great solutions. So I think more of that and more of looking for us partnering and coming together for solutions in our valley.
Boom. Lorraine and Tagan, I want to thank both of you a ton for joining me today and sharing all of these details about what's going on in the community. I appreciate you both taking the time out of your busy schedule to sit in on this conversation. And folks, thanks to all of you as well for listening to this episode of Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber. We'd love to hear your thoughts about today's topics and guests and about the podcast in general. You can reach us via the contact page at kalispellchamber.com. or via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Kalispell Chamber. I'm your host, Drew Zagorski. They're Lorraine Clarno of the Discover Kalispell Chamber and Tagan Vine, the Chamber's new board chair and chief development officer for the Flathead Valley Community College Foundation. Venture boldly, friends. Appearance on the Venture Boldly podcast does not constitute an endorsement of goods or services. The Venture Boldly podcast is a production of the Discover Kalispell Chamber and is produced by the Chamber in partnership with Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing. You can find the Discover Kalispell Chamber at kalispellchamber.com and Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing at lbrbm.com.